Can I ask, are you connected to the Detroit repeater or the Mount Clemens repeater?
The Detroit repeater. I'm offset plus 5.000. CTCSS is 141.3, and I'm on the Detroit repeater.
Very cool. I have a friend over in that area, and I wanted to get him on here.
Oh, you'll be able to reach him, no problem. You got it. There's a guy named Jack on here. He's at 23 Mile in, between John R. and DeQuinder, and he got the base station. He's WRUG 488, and he reaches out to everybody. You'll definitely be able to reach over to your buddy.
Oh, I know Jack. I know Sean.
Oh, all right. Perfect, man. Do you have a stock antenna, or did you upgrade?
This is a little stock antenna that came with it. I didn't figure... It also came with a little bit larger one, but I figured there's really nothing to gain there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a Nagoya. It's a 3-band. I also have, a Nagoya 771, which is pretty popular. A lot of people use that out here. But, yeah, you sound good.
Thank you. Now, if I can ask a dumb question, I've got a little Baofeng that I was using before, and when I talk to you, I'm not hearing myself back through this other radio.
Oh, that's a very, okay, a lot of people do that. If you're too close to your other radio, you're not going to hear yourself. A lot of people think, oh, my radio's messed up and I can't hear. It's because you're too close. That's why. That's very common. I got 6 different radios. I can turn them all on the same station, and I won't. I might come through maybe one of them. But, yeah, you're just too close. That's all. If you took that radio and put it maybe way in your backyard, you'd probably hear it. But you get what I'm saying? You're just too close.
The more I learn, the less I know.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. But yeah, I had that same problem too. I didn't know. I was looking, Googling stuff, and I was like, man, it boggled my mind. I go, what's wrong? Do I got this set right? Is the offset right? Is, you know, this right, that right? You know, and I didn't understand it, and then I started learning, and I'm like, oh, when you're too close, you're not going to pick it up. It's not like a CB radio or like a ham radio. When you're too close to your other radio, you're not going to pick it up.
All right, noted, because I started Googling, and one of the things Google recommended was try to get help from a more experienced radio operator. Brother, I am experienced. What is going on?
Well, now you got the answer. Yeah, if you're a couple 6 feet away, 4 feet away, 20 feet away, yeah, your other radio might not pick it up. It's just because you're too close. That's normal. I don't know why it's like that, but that's just how it is.
Well, that works for me. Are you mobile?
I'm on a handheld. Right now I'm using my Quan Sheng UVK K5, K6, or whatever it is. I also have a TID radio H3, which I really like. I also have a Baofeng, and I also have a Radio Oddity and a Wuxon. So I got like 5-6 radios.
Yeah, I seem to be collecting these cheap radios, but you can't tell me nothing bad about them, man. It's working great. I don't care if the kid throws them down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, they're cheap, man. They're You know, you can get $30, you know, $30-$40. You get a, you know, you get all kinds of shit, and you know, comes with them. You get an earpiece, you get extra antenna, you get, you know, the programming cable with the. I mean, it all depends on where you get them from. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of websites. I have ordered a couple radios off of AliExpress. I try to stay away from them, but, you know, I haven't spent more than $40 on my handheld. You know, Amazon, whatever. Sometimes, you know, you find a good deal, $45, you get two radios, extra battery, or a battery upgrade, the docking charger. I mean, it just all depends. It's, you know, it's crazy. You know, you go to one website, and, you know, you get a few things. You go to another website, and you get, you know, five times more than, you know, what you could have got with the other one.